Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages in your relationships? Like you're sending out love signals but getting back, well, something else entirely. Let's be real, building strong connections can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes. But guess what? Stoicism has got our backs. And today, we're diving into one of their most powerful tools. Active listening. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with this self-help stuff again, hear me out. This isn't just about nodding along politely while someone rants about their day. This is about truly hearing, understanding, and connecting on a deeper level. So, what are some key takeaways from this ancient wisdom that can supercharge your relationships today? First up, presence is everything. You know those moments when you're deep in conversation, but your mind's already 5 steps ahead, planning dinner or dreading that meeting tomorrow. Yeah, those don't exactly scream connection, do they? Stoicism emphasizes the importance of being fully present in each interaction. Put down your phone, close your laptop, and give your full attention to the person speaking. This shows respect, creates a safe space for vulnerability, and makes all the difference in building trust. Second, listen beyond words. Think about it, most communication is nonverbal body language, tone of voice, even those little sighs or nervous fidgets speak volumes. Pay attention to these cues. They often reveal more than words ever could. Are they leaning forward, eyes locked on you? That's engagement. Slouching, avoiding eye contact, maybe a touch of frustration in their voice. Time to dig a little deeper and understand what's really going on beneath the surface. Third, ask clarifying questions. Don't just wait for your turn to talk actively, seek understanding. Ask open-ended questions that encourage them to elaborate, share their feelings, and truly express themselves. Instead of, are you okay? Try what's been weighing on your mind lately, or how can I best support you right now? Fourth, empathize, don't judge. Imagine yourself in their shoes. What might they be feeling? Why are they saying these things? Even if you don't agree with everything, try to see their perspective and understand their emotions. Remember, empathy is about connection, not necessarily agreement. And finally, reflect back what you hear. Summarize what you've understood to ensure you're on the same page. This shows them you're truly listening and helps avoid misunderstandings. Say things like, so it sounds like you're feeling frustrated because, or it seems like what you need right now is. Ever felt like your conversations are more like a tennis match, with each person hitting back and forth without truly connecting? You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and they just don't seem to get it? Well, imagine this. You're venting to your friend about a stressful day at work. Instead of offering unsolicited advice or jumping in with their own stories, they listen attentively, ask clarifying questions, and genuinely try to understand your perspective. They reflect back what you've said, making sure they've grasped your feelings. That's active listening, a game changer in building stronger, more meaningful relationships. So how can we put this into practice? Think about the next conversation you have with a loved one, a friend, a family member, even a colleague who always seems to be in a rush. Make a conscious effort to engage fully. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and truly listen. Remember, building strong relationships is a journey, not a destination. And by practicing active listening, we can create spaces of genuine connection, understanding, and support, something we all crave in this crazy world. Ready to level up your communication game? Here's the takeaway. Active listening isn't just a skill, it's a superpower. It builds trust, fosters empathy, and strengthens our bonds with others. So go out there, listen deeply, and watch those relationships blossom. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use some connection wisdom. Leave a review, let me know what resonated with you most, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of modern Stoics here, one meaningful connection at a time. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.